Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Saggy Cast? It's been live and direct coming from Los Angeles, California. I'm actually on the rooftop of where I live, downtown LA, at the moment. So you may hear some honking, you may hear some horns and stuff like that. People, I think for a lot of you cats that listen to me on the East Coast, a Happy New Year. Belated Merry Christmas. Belated Happy Kwanzaa. I believe Hanukkah's coming or has it passed? No, I believe it's coming, actually. I could be wrong. Either way, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday to everybody out there. Hope you guys are doing well. Now, we have a little sync problem here because it's 11 o'clock where I am, but it's saying I have 11 minutes left, so I don't know what's going on. Anyways, it has been a while since we've done a show, but, you know, I definitely wanted to make sure I did what I do every year, which is the Congolese Memorial. I actually wanted to do it in D.C. this year. My line brother, Wayne Bryan, was going to help me put some stuff together out there. Sadly, there was some tragic losses in the family. My older brother back in Congo, Chota, passed away. And then my nephew, Amon, passed away a couple of days ago. I had to do the ceremony. After the ceremony, I had to read the obituary. And, you know, that was a struggle. Then, you know, being the oldest, I had to make sure I carried, you know, help carry the casket to the grave. And, you know, I just want to give much love and support to the Kabongo family, especially Lula, you know, D2, the whole clan there, you know, the other Kabongo. There's a lot of Kabongos in the family, but definitely to Lula, you know, she held strong and, you know, through this whole tragedy. It was her second child. He was a valiant struggle toward the end. I won't get into what happened, but, you know, he held on as long as he could, and God said it's time to come back. So that was a little tragic. That was definitely a lot. That was very tragic. Let me clarify that. You know, it's a lot of people reeling, and it was a very traditional ceremony. You know, my mom and her sister, my aunt, were doing the Chiluba words there, and it was very emotional. And then I can't forget how we lost a cousin out there in Miami, Solange's brother. Passed away, moved on to the ancestors. It was a tragic loss, and, you know, I just want to give a shout out to those cats down there, to Solange and her family, and hope everybody's doing as best they can. You know, death is worse, but when it happens around a holiday, you know, you're kind of like, you know, what's going on here? And, you know, every time the holiday comes around, you remember. So I want to give a shout out to Solange and the crew down there, you know, Bamba and those cats. Hey, just giving y'all some love. Yeah, I wanted to do so, but I definitely was going to do the memorial. I do it every year. This is our 13th one. And, you know, I kind of like it when I do it online because it allows everybody to participate. I was hoping to video stream the memorial if I did in D.C., but, again, things, you know, just lost in the family just said, you know, kept me in, on the West Coast. But I wanted to make sure I did something for not just Amon and my cousin down there in Miami who passed away. Tragically, and my older brother Chota in back home in Kinshasa. You know, I want to do something for those who passed before us, and that's why I do the show. It's not to place blame. I know a couple of times I can get very hostile. I'm told I can sound very hostile when I talk with people on air about what's going on back home. But, you know, I like to use this time to really just speak about, you know, just honor those and give them a shout out who died during colonialism, during the time of, you know, the dictatorship in the East, the invasion by Rwanda and Uganda, and, you know, those who died at the hands of the militias, you know, these power-hungry people like Nkunda and those guys. But I definitely just want to make sure, you know, those that died, you know, needlessly, I just wanted to make sure I did something to honor those. You know, a lot of times they're just statistics, 8 million dead, 9 million dead. I don't think people really understand the enormity of that number there and the amount of loss. You know, you figure half of women's, that's 4 million. You figure the average size Congolese is family size is about 4. So you're looking at, you know, 16 million lives overall, including those that haven't been born yet. So I wanted to make sure I did something for them this year. And, you know, I was actually out and about in Los Angeles and just taking care of some business. And I said, wait a minute, today's December 31st, so I got to get that show in. So I was like, you know, I'm like, no, I got to make sure it happens. I don't care. So here we are. So I'm going to do, like, I'm going to probably, you know, definitely do my music prior to the music dedicated for. And, you know, to keep it there and keep it light, we're going to be on for about an hour. For those who may have been on earlier, it was kind of weird because I'm seeing the time tick down to 7 minutes left that I'm on air. But I just got on air, so who cares? Whatever, we're going to do our thing and ride with this as we always do, okay? So anyways, and I just want to make sure that we talk about the program against the Baluba. So that happened back in the day, the 90s and what have you. And, you know, those who, you know, suffered in our country, and just let them know for this hour they're not forgotten. So let's start off with a little, you know, I like to keep it happy and, you know, not, you know, too depressed and things like that. But I want to go a little old school, if that's okay with everybody. I don't get a chance to do it that much, but let's go a little old school, go way back to, how you say this? I say my parents' time, okay? So let's rock a little Mario here. Hasta la tupi son que ya. Como me la traigo.
Россия, за них великая Россия, а жена ей поем на Олимпиаде.
For the Zaire-wa. That's a little shout out for the Zaire-wa. Because let me tell you, that's the music I grew up on, okay? So I have to make sure I give a shout out not just my Congolese, but to my Zazas out there, my Zairians. So let's keep it back there and give him another shout out if you don't mind. If that's okay, let's ride just a little bit here, a little Viracasa.
Tanguy, Pumba. Il est toujours difficile d'être aimé que d'aimer.
nalobaki na yo okoma kopo na ngai likolo ya zelo te mama surtout ntango mbongo ezali koya koma yango likolo ya libanga asa ba martin pecher bakoya kotanga oyebi bieke mama ngai nazali mbisi ya solo nalula mai kasi oyo ya moto nalingaka te na mama kasi na boyaka yo te epai oke lakisa ye fidélité chéri osala ye ndenge osali ngai te nde ozwi bomeni nazali kobanga noki aboya yo okoya kotelenga na pamba ekosala ngai pasi oyebi ke nalingaki yo mingi
bomba mai na yo ya miso okolela masumu na yo nabui osima ngai na nzoto maboko na yo matondi makila makila ya motema na nga ozokisi otubi ngai ne likonga e kindi basukola yo maboko e epai ya sango na obelito mama
You know, I'll come a little closer, a little to the time when I think it was around 92, 91, there was a program against the Baluba, and it's happened before, where people in Lubumbashi were convinced by Mobutu that the Baluba were going to take over, and they said, well, you know, we need to force them back to Kasai, and you had people who were born in Lubumbashi who've never been to Kasai. Never been there, never seen the place, and now they're being forced at gunpoint. So many died around that time. And you saw people who were friends, you know, turn on each other. Not in terms of, you know, back and forth, but you saw people who were Baluba, who had great friends, and people turned on them and wanted to kill them and things like that. So I want to give a little part of this program here to the Baluba. You know, I'm Baluba on my mom's side. Very proud of the culture, about who's on my dad's side. So our provinces are next to each other. Our history is very intertwined. But I want to give a shout-out to the Baluba for the programs and genocides that have been committed against the Baluba people. And all those who have been lost during that time. So let's ride a little bit here with Helene Zabzu. Man, how many have we lost? How many have we lost?
Mama. évêque Pascal Mutuna, Andamuna Bishop Emery Poi di Kaldianzambi.
Andamuna mamu ebeta, Andamuna ni dilu samba, Andamuna Solange, Andamuna Helen Gazon, Andamuna Biani, Andamuna Famibe.
Let's keep it back there for our Balu people. Let's give a little taste here from Kadima's Rumba Africa coming out of Cambridge and their cut here in Pendu. So again, a little shout out, a little remembrance for the Baluba who died during the history of our country. So let's definitely let it flow here. Africa. Kadima giving you a shout out there in Cambridge. Definitely going to use your music in our groove, just like Babalulu Productions out of New York. And that reminds me, Brother Kadima passed away out here a few weeks ago. I believe it was actually about a month and a half ago. Long time Congolese out here in L.A. Died suddenly, actually, in the hospital, heart attack, and, you know, was gone. So, you know, he's immortalized in my Congo movie, which is actually releasing January 15th, 17 days from now. So I want to, you know, give a shout out to Brother Kadima out here who passed away. I'm sure he's rocking wherever he is. He's probably giving a lecture somewhere on the history of Congo for those that didn't know about it when they was here on Earth. So let's slide over a little bit to a lot of the youth that passed away back home. There's the youth and there's the kids and things like that. So I want to give a shout out to the youth, you know, the teenagers and those cats that passed away needlessly during the history of our country, especially during the wars, recruited as child soldiers, recruited as a bushwife, sex slaves, and raped and murdered and all kinds of things. And our, you know, they'll figure that if we kill the children, they're figuring that if they killed our children, they'd kill the future of Congo. But as you know, it didn't really work out the way they thought it would, because our perseverance is just beyond question. So I want to do something for them out there. So play a little, I don't want to say a little modern music, but a little flavor for the youth out there. All right, so let's go a little bit here with our Congo Nabiso.
Na lisanga na bukasi na buyukani ndeto kolunga ngoe peuple congolais tilima ukutana na kita na yo Congo leo
je vole le ciel je vois la lune les étoiles je plane
Ooh, 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 ooh,
Surprised a lot of people, but you know, again, that's for the youth that passed away in United History, because you know they're always active, always innovative, always doing something creative. And to stay in that same vein, I want to rock my younger brother out of Europe, young Dave, a little cut he's gonna let us use for our Congo piece. You know, I definitely appreciate it. Always has that crazy beat, but I definitely want to add a little flavor to this shout out, a little dedication, a little remembrance to the Kabongo clan that came up from San Diego, came in from Texas, came down from San Francisco. You know, Chilumba's about to be a dad any day now, if it hasn't happened already. So Wamba came up. I believe Wamba came down. I think he's in San Fran also. Kanku came in from Texas. And, you know, Dr. Kabongo, my tantee, Uncle Kabongo, and my aunt down there in San Diego, Benitel, two young nephews down there. And, you know, young Kabongo came in. They all couldn't make it. But to see them all at that funeral for a mom was really touching. And they just came in for the service, for the burial, and they were gone. And that really said, you know, that meant a lot to me, and I was really happy to have them there, that emotional support there. So I want to give, you know, add them as a seasoning to this little remembrance here. But let's keep it a little upbeat here, because I don't like it all depressing and down. So again, we're going to stay here with the youth that died during our history here. You know, I like to, you know, not have it so solemn and, oh, woe is me, or anything like that. So, young Dave, let's bring a little Na Lingala for the people, all right? Hey, all you youth up there, all you Congolese and Zaza in heaven, we already rock Congo no Biso, so this next cut is for you, so keep it rocking up there with Lumumba and the Cat.
Monica I double L na kata bala bala no koina te changa love na sipi ngana mwana wana nzamba tinda kia kusala bula raplinga la fone ba nige bandona lisa eso kamuso tunakolo aloba no biloko za kusala zama be poto komina suka mutmo faya koloba verite uta omeka ifone ekaze ako tika lana selo kola chicle mwaya longa facilement negre zate ifo bazwa tampo na balongo la ye ngana za idolo na kat idoloji Naza moteur na kata lokomotif Soko mekinga nego za metif Oza na beza rap na loko la moya kin
Tozako, pesa yo, biloko, oza
roi na poussom linga la forme Fosa na foi foi loko la motion Yon a longwa kim pour na yamikili Ako bosse fort pour la zonga Congo Ako s'exprimer na lango et sala Ke Congo mobimba tous à la famille mosi Oto meka ko stopeye Nan kozi ya ban kozi na kotala ye Soko ebinga ko lingate na tala yo Nam na ye bie na sala ba staff na yo Mon fils Young David, Ozawa, Kumba Kuroza, rap sauve Kumba. Ankolo, Nana Lali Sakate, déjà Baeba, Nana Lala, Nana Miss Moko. Natala Benemi, Nana Lisa gauche, Lisa droite, Nati Karesa, la moi semblant. Moindre mouba, Nakangilio. Yeme, Bima Kamuna Rosala yo. Banga Krana rap, Negue, Système, Pim 4 MC, sounds like a bitch to me.
Tosako, Pesa yo, Biloko.
I can't wait to rock that. I already have the scene. We're going to rock that in our Congo flick there, but it's not about the Congo flick at this moment. You know, I may talk about it once in a while, but right now I just want to keep on this remembrance here. There was this groove that was put together some time ago that I definitely would like to use it for the ladies, you know. It's a challenge when you think about, you know, if you hear read the stories of what they do to our women during the invasion and things like that and what they've done. And unlike what a lot of people would like to think, our women of Congo are not ruined. You know, I heard there's a play that was going on and whatever. And I wasn't really feeling it how they were portraying our women from back home. You know, and the things that were done to them just really, you know, it just, I just can't, you know, I'll just leave it at that. But I want to give a little segment here to the women of Congo and Zaire who passed away, were killed and murdered and died needlessly and what have you. This is a cut that came across my way some time ago, and I definitely want to interview this guy who put together, I believe, Tanzanian brother, Kenyan brother, East African brother, I'll just say that. But it's a nice flow, it's called In the Congo, it's a Rhyme Like a Girl, featuring Nzambu. Just a little flavor here for the women, but you know, I want to keep it for the youth also. You know, it has kind of like that bridge beat here. So let's ride.
Sitting home squeezing lemon in your tea, smiling at your knees, bouncing on your knee. Music is playing and there's rice on the stove. The vibe is good and the air filled with love. Then the bum rush banging at your door. The babies are crying, what are they here for? Wear the shoes of another for a minute. Put yourself in the place of other get in it. What if your body was used as a gun? Used as a war weapon? Bang! Take a photo, click. Imagine that, but that picture is sick, sick, sick.
Can you catch the truth in the Congo? Can you catch the truth in the Congo?
Today I couldn't tell you what I thought, huh? Cause truthfully I was beautifully uninformed, y'all. So when you say to me, yo, can you picture this? I couldn't even fathom cause my ignorance was bliss. I never thought a mother trying to tuck away her daughter had to worry about a quarter when the massacre slaughtered. Or worry about her taking, having no way of escaping while she living in a ditch among a colony of rapists. Let's face it, it's easier to swallow something else than digesting the acceptance of a genocide itself. For wealth, I never thought it'd ever come to that. Picture life without fear, huh? Imagine that.
Can you catch the truth in the Congo? Can you catch the truth in the Congo? Can you catch the truth in the Congo?
guns and drug dealers and warlord gorillas and cover the black Priscilla. It's time to reveal the truth. This is lyrical combat, this aim and shoot to annihilate hate and our obsession with greed. Imagine what would happen if we began to conceive, if we began to believe the people of the store were more valuable than copper, gold, and all. 96 to the present, 6 million not present. Got a question if we present to atrocity. If we responsible, let's respond properly. Hey, break the silence.
Flavor there. It's like, oof. Kind of has that back in the day beat from the 70s, and it doesn't have that. It kind of has a, it just has that old flavor from back in the early days of hip hop and things like that. I just like that flow. I just like that flow. Folks, it's about to be New Year's in a few, so I'm sure a lot of you guys out there are definitely rocking and, you know, doing what you're doing and having a great time, and I hope everyone is doing well out there. So, but I want to say for those who are tuning in, thanks for riding with me and staying with me during this moment here. Oh, I definitely want to slow it down just a little further here for the young ladies and things like that. And I'm not always going to do stuff just for the Congo. I mean, in terms of Congolese music, I like to mix it up. As you saw, like, their Rhyme Like a Girl, how they flowed it there. It's just a good little flavor. So I want to slow it, keep it a little more mellow here. Just a little come up play in a few minutes here. But how you guys doing out there? You guys doing all right? You guys flowing? Is everything rolling with you guys? And, you know, you have your plans for 2014? All I would ask during the year of 2014, if you can just give a little shout-out to the DRC and support those in your area that are doing things in the DRC. You know, it's just a supporting a party, passing out flyers, making a post on Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram or what have you. Just something to let, you know, let us know, let the people that you know that they're not alone. I know a lot of time it's a challenge where, you know, as a Congolese, when these things that happen, we're looking at things that we feel are, you know, the tragedy is nowhere near as bad as, you know, what we've lost. And we're often wondering, you know, why is it no one caring? Why is it no one's helping? Why is it no one seems to care or anything like that? And I think the issue here is, It's not fair to say whose death is more important, whose death isn't important, anything like that. I've never been into that groove or anything like that. I've always been to, you know, death is death, loss is loss, pain is pain, suffering is suffering. So my thing is for all you folks out there, you know, if there's an event in your area, you know, just show a little support or, you know, let the people know that, hey, you know, we are, you know, thinking about you guys and, you know, we're really trying to make things happen for you and just, you know, keep it flowing the way you want it to flow. You know, what we do. It's not maybe, you know, it doesn't have to be a donation. It could be like just passing out a flyer or, you know, working with somebody who's doing an event or making a donation somewhere or something like that. So, you know, and, it, you know, like they say, every little bit helps, I think is the word, right? Okay. So let's give this next cut here for the ladies out there, the Congolese Zairians out there and, you know, who have died needlessly in a way that, you know, I don't even want to get into because I'll start getting really emotional. So, again, this is for them. All right? A little of this woman's work.
Girl, you can call. Oh,
goes without question that our people are religious and what have you, and the one thing when people came into our country, the first thing they did, particularly during the invasions, was kill all the religious leaders out there, because, you know, you really understand people of faith when they're in dire situations, dire straits, and things are looking bleak. So one thing they did was they come in and kill the tribal, you know, the ethnic leaders, the religious leaders, the pastors, the bishops, the, you know, the priests, the traditional healers and things like that. So even though this next cut here is a Christian cut, I just like the message to be the word spoken by those who came to their violent end, regardless of faith, because, you know, Catholic, Protestant, combined with Muslim, Islam, evangelicals. We have all the faiths in our country, Jews, you know, Jewish, Buddhists, and what have you. So this is a little remembrance for the religious, the people of faith that talk to their God up until the end.
Mm-hmm. more love.
More love.
More love, more power, people. I'm going to give a shout out to my mom, who actually just called me during the show to wish me a Happy New Year. So I'm giving her a Happy New Year, and Amu Sal and Lula and Kabongo and the crew up there. So people, let's wrap this up unwillingly, but, you know, I said it'd be about an hour. I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen and tune in, and hopefully I've said something or you heard something that gave you an idea that can help make a difference back in the old country, or maybe just make a difference in your own life. So we're going to wrap up with this last cut. You know, we do have a long, long way to go back home. We're slowly rebuilding. But we can't forget the children, how many were found dead in a gutter somewhere, and the babies that were killed and burned, and, you know, I'll just keep it at that. So I definitely want to make sure that we don't forget them. So, but we do have a long, long way to go. And, you know, people can definitely, you know, when Congo comes on, they can turn the news and turn it off and look somewhere else and things like that. But the thing comes down to, it comes down to the kids, you know, the little ones. And we have a long, long way to go, but we'll get there. So this is for those kids out there. Rock it to a still. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Fat Cats of the Benga signing out from Los Angeles. A happy new year to you guys and ladies out there. And thank you for tuning in and thank you for standing with us. Much love and good night.